Well, so my first radio was a Baofeng AR-152, and that was one of the reasons why I got a ham radio. There's a ton of reasons, but it's like 2023. I got that HT. It's a AR-152, and I got it for airsoft to put on my vest and stuff to look cool and stuff. Like, I had no idea what ham radio was. I didn't know the frequencies or anything on it. I was just used to, like, kind of like channels on the Motorola and TV radios. So I did that. I never used it. I did transmit it without knowing. I didn't say anything. I just was talking to my buddies on FRS. I put it in my closet, the radio in my closet, for a couple months, and then a year ago, probably, I took it out and I started scanning, and I was listening to a DMR repeater. My radio's on a DMR radio, so every time I would hear the Morse code, or it's analog, as I was, every time I would hear the Morse code, I thought somebody was, like, transmitting Morse code, so I listened to that forever. And then finally, I found out that my radio was a ham radio. Break.
CMN Network.
And I did some research about ham radios, and I thought that was pretty cool. I learned about satellites. I really like satellites now, but I started going in the SDR. The web SDRs, like TV SDR, on the web. And I started listening to the buzzer, UZD-76. That's a military shortwave station in Russia. Started going around there, listening to the ISS and my HT. And then finally I wanted to talk to other people because I heard other people on some other repeaters. And that's how I learned what the PL tones and stuff are. And I wanted to talk to them, so I got my license, and, well, here I am.